persisting learning from the one group identity of software systems. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks a lot. And in fact, I present three institutions in this talk, and the aim of the talk is to actually present a couple of ideas for research proposals, project proposals at the EU level that we're currently preparing. So I hope I will get through in 6 minutes, but yeah, I guess I will try to give as much as possible of an overview. So firstly, as Fraunhofer ISST, we've just already seen a talk by my colleague Sven Menzel from that institute, and I would like to give a little bit more broader overview of also some other ideas we're currently planning to turn into EU projects. Then secondly, we've just recently funded a new collaborative research center together with another Fraunhofer Institute in Dortmund, the Fraunhofer IML, in the area of logistics, and we are particularly interested in applying IT in logistics, and we are also active there. And I'm also affiliated with the Technical University of Dortmund, and we are also, of course, interested in joining EU project at that level, and in many cases also with two of these partners. So just a couple of words more on the Fraunhofer ISST. Yeah, we've just seen a contribution from the compliance and IT security solutions already, so I don't have to say much about that. But we are also interested in two main application domains, namely e-healthcare and, as I already mentioned just now, the logistics IT domain. And of course, in both of these, you have high security and compliance requirements. And so we're working with a focus on developing methods, developing software and approaches and systems in order to support IT security and compliance requirements in with a particular focus in these application domains, but not exclusively in these domains, so we're also interested in work in other domains. And yeah, I already also mentioned the university side, basically, yeah, so the Fraunhofer Institute has an emphasis on applied research and technology transfer from research to practice, and the university side on foundational research, and it's often very beneficial in EU projects to have both sides represented, so in many cases we actually join with both partners, and this works very well. So just yeah, a bit of background on myself. I don't want to spend too much time on the slide, but personally I also have a lot of interest in international corporations because of my own international background, and basically that's my personal motivation for why I'm particularly interested in EU projects. And yeah, more generally, so we also have quite a bit of experience in EU projects. A couple of examples for EU projects and other nationally funded current projects are on the slide. And in each case, yeah, as I mentioned, in the area of security and compliance in various application domains, and in each case developing software tools and methodologies for developing secure and compliant software and systems, and certifying business processes for security and compliance. There also have been a couple of applications already in practice. As I said, especially on the Fraunhofer side, we're interested in transferring the research results to practice, and we've successfully done that in the past also with industrial partners, and we are also of course interested in doing that as well as part of an EU project. So finally, I get to the slide with our ideas for EU project proposals. So because of time reasons, I cannot really go into too much details about all of them, but I will just briefly comment on some of them, and if you're interested, then of course I'm happy to give you more details after in the break. So one emphasis is in fact on security and compliance, as I mentioned already, and we are currently working on a specific idea for preparing a new project which has the main goal of developing an approach for certifying security and compliance in long-living systems. So this is a particularly challenging issue today because systems and software get increasingly long-living, and you have to manage that firstly, and in particular you have the challenge of also managing the security and compliance aspects of that. And we have very interesting ideas, which we are currently turning into a new project proposal, and we're looking for partners for that. So maybe I should generally say what kind of partners we're looking for. We are basically in the various ideas, there are different roles to fill, depending on what idea you're looking at. On the one hand, technology providers and research partners, and on the other hand, of course, also application providers and use case providers. So basically, if you're interested in any one of these ideas, please be free to contact me, and we can find out whether your role fits into the ideas already. Then, yeah, second idea, big data is of course a big current topic, and there also you have lots of security and compliance concerns, and we would like to develop an approach within this project which allows companies to actually exploit this data, exploit the customer data, but on the other hand make sure that privacy is still being ensured. And of course this is a big challenge to basically mitigate between those two interests, which somehow sometimes seem contradictory, but we want to develop an approach which in order to bridge the gap between the two. Then clouds, we've been having a lot of several projects in the clouds domain already on developing approaches for, on the one hand, certifying cloud providers, and on the other hand, making sure that you can securely and compliantly transfer your business processes into a cloud. And this is also something we're continuing now with a new project proposal. So that's the third idea. Then digital factories, I think this Sven Wenzel already mentioned a bit more detail on that in his presentation, so I don't have to say much on that. Logistics IT, I already mentioned, this is a important work of our institute. So one idea we're there, having there at the moment is to develop a platform which allows companies to securely share their resources in a peer-to-peer way, with an emphasis in the logistics application domain, where this is a particularly challenging and interesting issue at the moment. And then we have several ideas in the topic of e-healthcare, where of course security and compliance is also a very important and pressing issue. First idea is again related to mining data, but with an emphasis on mining business process data. So there's an approach which allows you to extract business process models from the data that was generated from those business processes. And again, this we want to carry out in a secure and a compliant way in the medical domain, where this is of course very important. Then secondly, developing an approach and infrastructure for compliance monitoring in the hospital. For example, you actually have quite a few problems in the hospital domain. Every once in a while there's a scandal because there's some kind of hygienic problems. If you're from Germany, you have heard about the Mannheim case at the moment, very serious problems with hygiene at the moment, and we are trying to develop a technical infrastructure which tries to prevent these kind of problems. And then also infrastructure for quality assurance in the medical domain. For example, in the surgery area, there's quite a lot of interest in having approaches which assess doctors and the quality of their surgeries that unfortunately can vary quite widely, which is a bit shocking to hear, but anyway, so there are approaches to provide an infrastructure to improve that situation, and this is also something we're looking at. So and I think I'm done with my time, so if you're interested, of course I can give you more information after this talk. You can also contact me either here or later by email. Thanks a lot. Any questions at the moment? Okay, much information.